From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And welcome to Defrag Tools, the show about Windows internals and Microsoft internals, and not about defragmenting hard drives, because they don't really, we all have SSDs now, so it doesn't really matter.
Nah.
So what are we doing today?
Kind of a bit more of a simple thing. It's bringing order to the chaos of your search path. I mean, I don't know about you, but sometimes you look at it and go, why is there 10,000 things
it's
on this thing?
Really long and hard to read.
And I think a lot of programs, older programs, are guilty of adding it to the path in the installer, but not removing it at the end. And it can get a bit hairy. So I actually did that on this laptop last night. It was a bit chaotic, but I know that my main desktop is way worse. So we're going to use that as an example of how to bring order to chaos of a machine that has been upgraded and changed and modified for years.
A peek into Andrew's messy work machine.
Yeah. So there's a couple of ways of getting to the empty path. You can go a bit old school and just type set path.
Or just path, I think.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. If you want to access this easier, you can pipe it to clip.exe, which puts it on the clipboard.
I didn't know that.
So when you paste it in here, you go, ugh, that's just...
long and ugly.
That's just not...
Like, I can't even parse that.
Now, you could sit here and try to make sense out of it, and you sit here and separate all the semicolons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But quite frankly, there's things called computers, and they're really good at what they do. And one of the apps, which is really good at this... yes, please be my default program. Is Excel. Yes, I know, I did that. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to paste it in here. And we've got a path on the front, so let's just jump, get rid of... I'll do. We've got semicolons and all that stuff. So under data, there is a text to columns button. It was put in, I think, 2013. I think it started maybe 2010. Delimited, and we're delimited by semicolons.
Semicolons, one of your choices up there.
Actually. Oh, yes, yeah. And so now we have columns, and you go, well, that doesn't really help me much. And this guy, I'm just going to get rid of the path on the front. Really, we want to understand the chaos here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just going to select this, and I'm actually going to shout out to my wife who told me this trick. And under home, I'm going to put in a paste buffer, and we'll just come over here. And really, we want it to go down rather than across.
Yeah.
Right, so under paste special over here, that's what transpose does.
Oh.
So, and this doesn't just do it for one row. If you have like, 10 by 10 or 10 by 5, you'll end up with 5 by 10, right? It will go the other way.
Right, yeah, okay.
Right, so we can now get rid of that. And
look at this.
At the moment, Microsoft Online Services is going to, that folder's being hit the first time for any search of any application. So
it seems inefficient.
Yeah.
It seems like those are not too likely to be commonly run.
Yeah. And so let's bring some borders to chaos. So for starters, this removes some duplicates. I have no idea whether there's duplicates in there, but there was. So that's awesome. And then let's sort it alphabetically. So now we've kind of got to the point where you go...
It's a little more manageable.
A bit more manageable. So that's, for starters, system folder should win. You want to look at Windows first, usually. And then I've actually, I've custom at some point done sys internals, but I've actually done it twice. So this one's, why can't I? Whatever. Oh, no, because it's now grouped and it won't let me. So online services is there from x86 point of view and x64. And then we've got a whole lot of SDK stuff. Windows Performance Toolkit. Well, I don't need both Windows Performance Toolkits, so that one can get deleted. And this Bluetooth stuff, roughly one's the 64-bit version, one's the 32-bit one. I don't think Bluetooth is that important, but I'm not going to risk it. So I'll leave it at the end.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And so, and then I could just be a little bit pedantic. I went, well, but toolkits is, actually, I might just grab these guys and move them up a bit. I'm not going to call the toolkits too often, so that can be kind of at the end. Let's let these two be friends and put them next to each other. Let's use the 64-bit over the x86. Let's use the 64s over the x86s. Oops. Yep. And that seems now to be pretty reasonable, right? Uh-huh. Get rid of the... Oh, why do I can't do that? Shift that up a bit. And we've kind of got really what we want. Actually, I think I want System 32.
Ahead of Windows.
Ahead of Windows. But that kind of looks pretty plausible now.
Yeah, that looks like pretty good.
So that's, we've got some rubbish around it because of the way it's stored and stuff. So really, that's what we want. Just for the sake of cleanliness, put it into a new sheet. But what we wanted actually was it to be pasted that way because we wanted to turn it back into...
With the semicolon.
With the semicolons, right?
Yeah.
So let's just go here, transpose it the other way. Whoops.
Oh.
It's actually not pasted too many times, so I pasted it over and over again. And now we have it the way we want. Mm-hmm. The only slight way, problem here is when we export it, to, we can't export with semicolons.
Oh, we can't.
So we're going to go to Notepad, which I believe is the third most program used on the planet.
Because you use CSV, right?
Yeah.
But then you pick commas.
Yeah, commas, right? But there's a tab here, right? Copy the tab. It's very hard to type a tab in here, so it's easy to paste it in. Hmm. And then put a semicolon here, and lo and behold, we now have a path that is semi-reasonable.
Nice.
All right. So not I mean, it's a short little, and then you would paste it back into the system dialog. And so, did I talk about the system dialog? I don't think I did.
No.
So we can get to it from the path. The other way of getting to it is I can't do it on my keyboard because I don't have the key. Windows pause brings up the system dialog, and the other way is system here under the Windows X folder.
That's how I usually do it. Windows X, Y.
And the other one is properties on my computer. Uh-huh. The way you get a computer on your desktop actually is under personalization, and then under here is change desktop icons, and then you click this. So that's the one that represents that one. And that's not there by default. So that's how you get that.
You're old school. You like having that there.
Well, I use it, so yes. So all the environment variables are under advanced settings and then under environment variables. Here's my per user ones, nice and clean, no real rubbish. The PDE architecture flip for the debugger that we mentioned last episode is the only one I have at the user level, and then you really shouldn't be playing around with the temps. The only thing I would say about temps is if it's not an SSD, point it to an SSD because temp files are used a lot. And and there is a proc dump kicking in, like we.
It's some
something.
MSIT thing. Yeah.
the path down here, and so that's the other way you could have got it. You could have gone to edit, copied it from here, and then we can paste it back when we're finished. This is not the machine where I got it from, so I don't want to paste it here.
Onto a different machine.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
But keep your path under control. Now, just to prove the point, let's bring up a command prompt, and we'll scan the command prompt, and we're going to bring this down to just file access, and then let's... try to execute a program called defrag tools.
Okay.
Right.
Which
doesn't exist. And then we'll just filter to creates.
So we're looking at procmon here to look at all the file access.
And you can see, actually that path was from this box. Because there's actually the Bluetooth ones.
Oh,
I should have pasted it back. Anyway, I'll do it later. But this is all the accesses you did. So it went and looked at these online services first. And so not very efficient.
Right.
If that program actually was in System 32, you've actually just ping this folder for no good reason.
All right.
Now, it's fine for it to call the current directory because that's part of the loader standard that you try locally first.
Yeah, it always does.
But then it goes to the empty path. So, you know, that's a fair bit of overhead. That's, you know, 50 IOPS for no good reason.
A lot of wasted time trying to find that in places it isn't.
And I'll guarantee you, a lot of people do tend to have cruf in their path variable after a long time, and and you are causing a lot of IO for no good reason. And it's not just when you open an EXE, it's opening any DLL, it's anything, right? Mm-hmm. And so, and these things happen, you know, thousands of times per hour or a minute.
Yeah.
And you are going to get some benefit out of it.
Sometimes people ask me, how does bit rot happen? You hear about bit rot, which is, you know, sort of the tendency. You get a nice new install of Windows and it's nice and fast. And then after a year, 2 years, you're like, why are things slow? And, you know, this kind of stuff is one reason why things kind of get thrown in your path. You don't take them out. They don't get cleaned up. Badly behaved uninstallers don't clean themselves up.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. So this is one way you can kind of fight that in one way.
Yeah. And much like with BitRot, you use auto runs, system internals auto runs to find stuff that you really shouldn't be loading.
Mm-hmm.
You should take a pessimistic approach, a careful approach to how you do it.
Yeah.
Don't delete the key, just disable it at start. And then if it gets unstable, you know, restore it by unchecking the checkbox in auto runs. Same thing goes with the path variable. If you're finding it unstable, you know, keep a backup of what it was.
Back it up before you go start hacking at it, right?
Yeah. So, but yeah, clean up your path variable because it's a quick win.
Speed up your computer.
And hopefully the Excel transpose function, which I didn't know about.
Yeah, I did not. I learned a few things. I didn't know about that pipe to clip.exe.
Yep.
Very cool.
That's really good for big runs too. You know, when you've got those ones that spew out data for ages, and then you don't want to have to go and change the CMD prompts, you know, command buffer length. When you scrape it off the screen, you get stuck with the character turns that it's enforced.
Right.
Where with clip, you're going to get the native spew, so you don't have that character turn problem. So
very cool.
Aaron, my ghost has taught me that.
Advanced Windows tricks.
I learned that at the SysInternals Primer Talk at Build or Tech Ed or Ignite, one of those years ago. So
I've been using Windows 20 years. Been working for Microsoft. 17, 18, I did not know about Clip. So there you go. Right on. So that's our show for this week. Tune in next week. We'll have something new and cool for you. I don't know what yet, but next week, hopefully next week. We'll see.
Definitely. That'll be next week.
All right. Thanks for watching.
Have a good week.
Bye.